Tony, good morning. How are you? What's up?
Good, Bob. How are you? Not too much.
I'm glad you're there. Tony Capaldo from the Phantom Gardener Garden Center in Rhinebeck. This week's sponsor in our home improvement contest. It is that time of year. We're looking to start the garden and get ready for spring and summer months. What is the best way to do that, Tony? What are your suggestions?
My biggest suggestion and the biggest problem that we run into is people not prepping their gardens properly. The very first thing and the biggest key to your success with your garden, whether it's your vegetable garden or your landscape garden or any of your beds around your house, prep is key. That's the most important thing. If you don't start out with it good from the get-go, it's never going to be good the rest of the year. So I would say weeding is very important. Start out with a good weedless garden. Get rid of all your leaves, your debris, dead plants, anything like that. Clean that all out. And then compost. Compost is always important. Make sure you've got plenty of good compost to help build up the nutrients in the soil. And then mulch. Put mulch down, a good, nice 3 to 4 inch layer of mulch over everything. That helps keep the weeds out and keeps the moisture in. That'll help keep the plants healthier throughout the season.
We got to till it, Tony. Do you recommend that or what?
Yes, definitely. If you're going to put bumper crop or any of your like raised bed or compost or anything like that in there, definitely put that in and then mix that in with the existing soil. Don't just try to plant in straight compost.
Got that. I'm hearing a lot about sustainable and organics. Is that that seems to be the way to go these days, huh?
That's the big thing, and that's really what we're based on here. The biggest thing with the sustainable and organics is just healthier for the planet, for people in general. When you're not exposed to those chemical fertilizers and pesticides, you know, a lot of them have those cancer-causing carcinogens in there, so you know it's just not a real good thing for you. The other side of that is the plants tend to be much healthier when you use naturally occurring elements rather than the quick shot. It's kind of like the fad diets, if you will. You know, you lose all this weight quick and then you stop doing the diet and then all of a sudden you gain it all back. Well, when you do that with plants and you give them a quick shot of nitrogen or something that they're not used to all the time, they'll green up and look great for a little while, but then all of a sudden they're like, hey, where'd all my food source go? It's gone. What's going on here? I'm not used to this. And then they start to decline pretty quickly. So you got to kind of keep an eye on that.
Gotcha. Tony Capaldo, Phantom Gardener Garden Center in Rhinebeck. Your time to blow your own horn, toot your own horn a little bit. You're more than just a garden center, Tony. Talk to me.
Yes, we are. So, you know, we do a lot of stuff. I mean, the biggest thing with the garden center, our staff is knowledgeable. They know plants. They're not just here for a job. They're here because they love plant material. They love dealing with the public. They love being around this stuff. So, you know, we're good about helping, whether it's a novice and the first-time person planting their first tomato plant or the experts who's looking for those real rare and unusual plants. We have a lot of that. We really try to stock and stay up on all the stuff that most garden centers aren't going to have. You know, whether it's large plants. I mean, we've got, you know, 15-foot white pines, 4-inch caliper maples, so some bigger plants like that, or down to the small stuff for the do-it-yourselfers who want to just plant, you know, a small 7-gallon fruit tree. So we've got a lot of that. And then we also offer all the landscape services, like the design, installation, the maintenance, even the single tree planting. So if you want like a, you know, one big tree planted in your yard, we'll come and just plant one large tree for you.
One-stop service right there, huh?
Yep.
Fantastic. Tony, let's just assume that we're novice landscapers. What do you recommend that we put in first time around?
So the biggest thing is everybody is scared. They're always worried. So I would start with simple stuff. Things that you can you maintain, stuff that's going to be drought tolerant is very important. I can't ever stress enough how much water a plant takes. So even drought tolerant plants, it's going to take at least a year for them to get established. And like a rule of thumb we use here a lot is going to be sleep, leap, and creep. So the first year, I'm sorry, sleep, creep, and leap. I did it backwards. So the first year is you're going to plant something, you're not going to see a lot of growth out of it. It's just kind of hanging out saying, all right, where am I? The second year, it's going to be creep. You're not going to see a lot of growth. Really, at that point, the plant is putting out a lot of roots to sustain itself. Third year is when it's going to leap. That's when you're really going to start seeing the plants take off. So for me, I would start off with simple perennials, smaller 1-gallon stuff, things that are, you know, low maintenance, Oreopsis, Echinacea, Black-Eyed Susan. If you want a shrubs, you can do Viburnum. A Hakira Nashiki willow is a really cool plant. They get pretty big. They're, you know, up over 8-10 feet tall. It's kind of like a shrub willow, if you will. Great plant. You know, stuff like that that you can really start to get confident with and then start branching out into the more rare and unusual stuff.
Nicely done. People have a lot of questions. You guys have a lot of answers. And I want to thank you very much. Tony Capaldo from the Phantom Gardener Garden Center in Rhinebeck, New York. Always a pleasure, Tony. And we'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks for having me, Bob.